Mishnah Tanis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, until Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. The previous Mishnah talked about the Anshei Mishmar, who are the Kohanim who are serving the Beis HaMikdash that week, and the Anshei Beis Av, who are the Kohanim who are serving the Beis HaMikdash that day. Those are the groups within each Mishmar, and about whether they had to be part of the fasting of the rest of the community. Now, since we talked about the differences between the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av, this Mishnah continues to compare them, although it is not exactly related to the fast itself. The halacha is that it is forbidden for a kohen to come into the Beis HaMikdash and to serve in the Beis HaMikdash while he is drunk. And because of that, certainly the Anshei Beis Av, those who are serving the Beis HaMikdash that day, it will be forbidden for them to drink wine. The question is, what about the Anshei Mishmar? So Anshei Mishmar, the people who are part of that Mishmar serving in the Beis HaMikdash that week, but it's not their turn on that day, they are permitted to drink wine during the night, since during the night there's very few services done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's really just a matter of burning the previous day's korbanos on the Mizbeach. And so the Anshei Mishmar will definitely not be needed. However, they are not allowed to drink wine during the daytime, since if there is need for more kohanim, for example, if there are lots of korbanos being brought on a specific day, so even the Anshei Mishmar, whose turn it is not that day, kohanim from there would be called upon to join the service. And so since that is relatively likely to happen during the daytime, or at least it's a possibility, so it is forbidden for them to drink wine during the day, the Anshei Beis Av. And when it comes to the people of the Beis Av who are serving that day, so of course, lebayim velebalayla, they are forbidden to drink wine both during the day and during the night, as long as it is their turn to serve, because it's forbidden to serve when drunk. Now, as well as the 24 mishmorais, the 24 groups of kohanim, there were also 24 groups known as ma'amodais. These are made up of the rest of the Jewish people who are not kohanim. And the reason why there would be 24 groups of ma'amodais is because the Torah commands that when a korban is being brought for somebody, he has to be there. Now, when it comes to korbanos which are being brought for the entire community, there needs to be representatives there, present on behalf of the rest of the Jewish people. So everybody was split into 24 groups, and again, they would go to the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week at a time, just like the 24 mishmorais. Now, the truth is, not all of the members of the Anshei Ma'amod would go to the Beis HaMikdash. Most of them would gather in the shuls in their community, and daven and read certain parts from the Torah, and we'll learn more about that later on in this Masechta. But the Mishnah tells us that Anshei Mishmar, Anshei Ma'amod, people who are part of that week's Mishmar or that week's Ma'amod, Asurim el Saprim el Chabes. It's forbidden for them to have a haircut or to wash their clothes. The reason being that we want them to do it before they begin serving, or before they begin being part of that week's Ma'amod, so that they come in looking respectable, with clean clothes, having shaven. And so we say that it's forbidden to do so during that week, so that they'll do it before then. However, on Thursdays, it is permitted for them to have a haircut and to wash their clothes because of the honor of Shabbos. All the more so, it will be permitted to do so on Friday. The point is, even on Thursday, when the Shabbos preparations begin, even then would it be permitted.